From PastorBobReed.com/AllRoads. All Roads Lead to Rome, Part 14. Reed is spelled R-E-I-D. Written 19 October 2014. Read with possible mispronunciations. Quote, all doves. Since 1921, all live births in America are recorded by the hospital of delivery. Prior to 1921, births were simply recorded in the family Bible. The birth hospital has 17 days to submit the form reporting a live birth to their state office of vital statistics. The parents receive a short form birth certificate copy. The state of birth subsequently sends those long form birth certificates to the U.S. Department of Commerce in Washington, D.C. Those birth certificates printed on banknote bond paper then become bonds, which are used by the government as collateral to borrow money into existence. When we apply for a Social Security number, our registered identity becomes another instrument for the government to collateralize for borrowing money into existence. Today, before the baby leaves the hospital does the paperwork to see that your new baby has a Social Security number. This is a relatively recent turn of events, in the last decade or so, as I recall. You cannot claim your dependent children on your tax return today without them having a SSN. When I got my first paid job at age 14, I had to go to the local Social Security Administration several blocks from where I lived in Pittsburgh. I did not know what it was all about then other than the fact that I now have to work papers to stock shelves at a grocery store. I now had to have work papers to stock shelves at a grocery store. I had been a newspaper boy for 3 years at that point, but did not need any documents to deliver newspapers on my bike. I earned the minimum wage at the time, which was 35 cents an hour. When the government needs money, which is nearly always, they create a bond or IOU from your signed SSN, Social Security number, and your long-form birth certificate worth a designated amount based on the presumed amount of tax that you are able to generate for a certain amount of time. The government is able to do that because your mother signed the name on the birth certificate and the application for a Social Security number. The bond is then exchanged as an IOU for cash when the Federal Reserve or one of its counterparties, such as the Bank from England, the Vatican, China, or Japan. The IOU is paid back through the income tax that the public pays. Our identities are thus collateral simply because the government is borrowing this money in our registered name. Think of getting a credit card in some other person's name without their knowing about it. Of course, the government will deny this, but the scam has been outed for more than a decade. This is just one of the reasons the government wants to shut down the internet. In fact, governments bond anything we give them that has our signature on it, including the title to houses. If the municipal government holds it, then we are liable for what it borrows through property taxes and our cars. The real registration, which our local government bond holds and gives us registration instead. Different properties may be traded separately. For inheritance, our SSN identification can be bonded separately from our house, car, business, etc. When a person gets a police speeding ticket, it's the same routine. Not only do they make money directly from the money we pay for the ticket, but they take the ticket with our signed signature on it. They bond it and trade it with a bank for cash. The ticket itself then becomes an IOU, which will add to the total amount of tax that we pay the government. So they get paid twice or even three times, depending on the level of the scam. Lately, in the last couple of decades, it has been getting worse because the government is making bonds from our identities based on taxes that we could never possibly pay and based on the future ability of our children and grandchildren to pay taxes. China, Russia, and Japan are no longer accepting these bonds, and the Federal Reserve System has resorted to printing money to make up the shortfall of needed cash. They call it quantitative easing, but it is anything but easing. You can rest assured either the Fed, Russia, China, or Japan, among others, own our identity, our children's identity, our mortgages, our car titles, and anything else we have registered with the government and did not hold the title for. They will try to hold us liable for all the money they have borrowed into existence in our name, because the government is doing all this without our knowledge, and none of it is done in good faith. Since 1933, all live births and naturalization record for every citizen in the USA has been filed in the official records of the U.S. government. They are retained in the Department of Commerce's warehouses. This also makes all property and any assets belonging to the public citizenry collateral for the U.S. government debt. During the U.S. bankruptcy of 1933, the Congress handed over control of the postal system to the Secretary of the Treasury. The reason for this action by Congress is that the U.S. postal system that delivers the tax payments of millions of U.S. citizens on April 15th. Technically, the USA no longer has a Department of the Treasury since it filed for bankruptcy in 1933. It is under the administrative control of the Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. Millions of acres of state-owned land acreage has been set aside as wildlife preserves or parks or wetlands. But the real reason is that the acreage and mineral and timber rights have been placed in escrow asset holdings as collateral against the U.S. national debt held by the shareholders of the Federal Reserve System, i.e. the 10 private Rothschild-owned and controlled banks that own the stock of the Federal Reserve System. The Rothschilds are the Vatican's fiduciary agents since 1823 and responsible for growing the Vatican's wealth. The Vatican is at the pinnacle of this wealth pyramid. I highly recommend the reader watch two short videos that are called You Are Just Human Collateral. The website to access is privateperson.com/blog/2011/04/You Are Just Human Collateral. U-R-Human-Collateral, actually. The first is just 5 minutes, and the second one is 13 minutes. For the interested reader, there is much more than I could possibly cover by Googling birth certificate collateral bond. Birth certificates and Social Security numbers become bonded negotiable instruments in the financial markets. The credit approved on paper then becomes invested in stocks and bonds on the securities market. The Bureau of Engraving and Printing confirms that the Federal Reserve uses the bond numbers stamped on the back of birth certificates and Social Security cards in red, as well as those stamped on the Federal Reserve notes. It is a fact that every living, breathing citizen of the USA is bonded and used in commercial activities of the corporate United States of America. In plain words, we are traded on Wall Street as an indentured servant. The rogue government does not want you to know this. They run a beautiful criminal scam. Over the past 6 years of the Obama administration, politicians from both political parties have been lobbying intensely and pushing for the granting of amnesty and legal citizenship to fast-track upwards of 25 million aliens from Mexico and Latin America. Even the Republican Speaker of the House, John Boehner, himself a Roman Catholic Jesuit temporal coadjutor and graduate of Jesuit Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio, is calling for amnesty. Roman Catholic dioceses all across the USA have been lobbying for amnesty of the illegal aliens in the USA. In studying their remarks of U.S. senators and congressmen, determining who are in favor of amnesty, and then checking their religious affiliation, we discover that 100% of those calling for amnesty are, you guessed it, Roman Catholic Church. The Pope wants amnesty by either of the following means: congressional legislation, or executive order, or presidential directive. but preferably by congressional vote, because it would present or signify a unified national support for amnesty. The second reason the powers at be want amnesty is related to the collateral each illegal alien will bring to the government's ability to borrow against their bond value. Most of us born since the bankruptcy of the USA in 1933 are valued at between $600,000 and $800,000 in borrowing credit, based upon lifetime earning potential. The government has reported a number of 68,000 kids that crossed the U.S. border this past spring and summer in their teens, along with those in their 20s and 30s today, are valued at $1.5 million and $2 million in borrowing credit. Granting amnesty to 25 million illegal aliens may not seem like significant dollar numbers. However, in the system of fractional reserve banking, means that banks can loan out up to 9x the initial dollar amount, and so we are talking hundreds of billions of dollars, if not more. This doesn't even begin to factor in the fact that it would be the end of the Republican Party, since most of these new voters will become registered Democrats when eligible to vote. In my research, I even found a website with a PDF page showing a chart how this works and includes all the legalese jargon. The PDF page has a silhouette outlining images of a pregnant female with two dollar marks on her belly. An arrow points right to a similar image of a crawling baby, again with a dollar sign placed on its head. The PDF page is labeled Human Capital, bearing the subheading line of Basics, UCC Financial Statement File Number 200105-9388, and Amendments. The chart shows how all of this chicanery is carried out to scam you and everyone else into being pledged collateral for the national debt. The UCC stands for Universal Commercial Code. Your original birth certificate is issued on American banknote bond paper and authorized by the American Banknote Company. That process is done by your state of birth, and these bonds or birth certificates are then forwarded on the U.S. Department of Commerce. Forwarded on to the U.S. Department of Commerce. At some point in time, around the mid to late 1960s, corporations began to change the name of their personnel department to Human Resources. I used to wonder what was up with this change of terminology, never realizing it was simply acknowledging that we are assets, like buildings, machinery, equipment, raw materials, etc. I don't think I need to share much more than this before one realizes how this is leading us to the mark of the beast of Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18. Quote, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that have the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666." Unquote. We, all of us, already have a number that identifies us as a human resource, our Social Security number, and that number is on file in the headquarters of our national government in Washington, D.C., property owned by Rome. And the seat of the power is located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, originally numbered as plot number 666. Even the USC Title 42, entitled The Public and Health Welfare Act, defines the Social Security number under Section 666 of the U.S. Code. The Social Security Administration became an independent agency on March 31, 1995. Today it is largely an agency of the United Nations and the IMF. Currently, at least 130 countries are part of the UN program for Social Security. Social Security Administration is based in Baltimore, MD. I ask you now, what greater proof can you have to confirm your King James Bible is the true Word of God? When the Apostle John penned the revelation of Jesus Christ in 95-96 AD, there was no way possible for him to, or anyone else, to know that he was writing prophecy, history foretold in advance, pertaining to the present day. Think about it for a while. John was exiled to the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea off the coast of Greece. You can quibble over the particulars, such as, is it in the hand, on the hand, is it a tattoo or a microchip, etc., but it is coming nevertheless. We are just over 1900 plus years removed from the Apostle John's writing down the revelation of Jesus Christ. Think about the privilege we have to have been witnesses to the closing days of the age of the church and the age of grace, and the prophecies that described what we would see come to pass in our lifetime. It's no time to be frightened by John Little and his Omega letter, or the fear-mongering of the pre-wrath rapture Bible, rapture Babel site. It is certainly not the end of hope, as that evil communist illuminatist President Franklin D. Roosevelt once said, "There is nothing to fear but fear itself." God bless Pastor Bob. For bibliography, see pastorbobreed.com/allroads. Pastor Bob Reed is spelled R-E-I-D. Unquote.